what on-site marketing is, and 5 strategies to boost conversions. On-site marketing helps website visitors browse and purchase by presenting them with relevant information and options. This article explains a 5-stage strategy covering notifications, persuasion, browsing support, higher average order value, and abandonment prevention, along with principles for measuring performance. Distinguish visitors by their purpose and customer status, then define the benefits and information each segment needs. Use pop-ups, banners, countdowns, and social proof to highlight key information while controlling accuracy and exposure frequency. Reduce browsing effort with recently viewed products and personalized recommendations, helping visitors quickly find suitable products. Place cross-selling, upselling, and bundle offers in the appropriate order context, and measure profit as well as revenue. Test cart reminders and customer support based on signs of abandonment, and use a control group to verify the incremental effect. On-site marketing is the practice of designing a website's internal messages, screen layouts, recommendations, benefits, and consultation paths so that visitors arriving through ads or search can find the information they need and make informed decisions. The goal is not to pressure visitors into making a purchase at all costs, but to increase the likelihood of conversion by reducing uncertainty and the cost of exploration. It is difficult to treat average site conversion rates or pop-up contribution rates as universal figures that apply across all industries. Product prices, purchase cycles, acquisition channels, the proportion of new customers, and definitions of conversion all differ. External benchmarks should be used only as reference points, and results should be compared between your own exposed and control groups. What is on-site marketing? While off-site marketing brings visitors in through external touchpoints such as search, advertising, social media, and partnerships, on-site marketing manages the experience after they arrive. Category: off-site marketing. On-site marketing main touchpoints: search results, advertising platforms, social media, email homepage, product detail pages, shopping cart, checkout screens, primary purpose reach, awareness, traffic acquisition, exploration support, conversion, improving average order value and repeat visits. Common methods: search ads, content, display ads, pop-ups, banners, recommendations, consultations, cart notifications, key metrics, impressions, click-through rate, acquisition cost, conversion rate, revenue per visitor, average order value, bounce rate, on-site marketing, and conversion rate optimization, CRO overlap, but they are not the same. On-site marketing refers to specific interventions shown to visitors, while CRO is a broader improvement process that includes problem diagnosis, hypothesis development, experimentation, and analysis. CRM is connected to on-site personalization because it uses customer identification information and purchase history. What to define before getting started? Standardize the meaning of conversion. First, conversion differs by site. For an online store, the primary conversion may be a completed payment. For a subscription service, a trial sign-up. And for a high-consideration product, a consultation booking. Mixing session-based and user-based conversion rates in a single report makes results difficult to compare. Conversion rate equals number of conversions divided by number of sessions or users' average order value. AOV equals revenue divided by number of orders. Revenue per visitor, RPV, equals revenue divided by number of visitors. Related purchase rate equals number of orders containing recommended products divided by number of orders exposed to recommendations. Exit prevention conversion rate equals number of conversions after exposure to an exit prevention message divided by number of exposures to that message, the denominator, aggregation period, and criteria for handling cancellations and returns should all be documented in the metric definition guide. Distinguish between visitor states. Showing the same pop-up to every visitor creates message conflicts and fatigue. At a minimum, it is advisable to distinguish between the following states: new and returning visitors, members and non-members, first-time customers, and existing customers. Visitors browsing products and visitors with items in their carts. Acquisition channels, such as advertising, search, and email. Mobile and desktop environments for new visitors without sufficient data for personalization. It is safer to provide universal information such as popular products, clear categories, and return policies rather than making excessive assumptions. 5-step implementation process 1. Communicate benefits and essential information pop-ups, top bar banners, and floating UI elements prominently communicate information needed for purchase decisions, such as discounts, shipping, event deadlines, and member benefits. Appropriate use cases inform non-members about sign-up benefits and eligibility requirements, inform new customers about first purchase benefits, display event deadlines based on the actual end time registered on the server pin a cart or consultation button to the bottom of mobile screen's context. Matters more than exposure volume for pop-ups. Instead of covering the entire screen immediately after a visitor arrives, a pop-up can be shown after the visitor has browsed products to a certain extent or met relevant conditions. The number of exposures per session and the interval before showing the pop-up again after it is closed should also be defined. Claims that purchases made through pop-ups account for a certain percentage of total purchases can vary greatly depending on the tool's attribution model. A control group that does not see the message is needed to determine whether the people who saw the pop-up would have made a purchase anyway. 2. Provide evidence that supports decisions. Visitors who are hesitant to purchase can be shown deadlines, inventory levels, terms of use, and ratings from other customers. However, persuasive information must be based on verifiable facts. Countdown, it must match the actual event end time and must not reset when the page is refreshed. Inventory notice. It should be integrated with the actual inventory system and account for inventory changes, such as reservations and returns. Sales and viewing data. The aggregation period and any data latency should be clearly stated. Free shipping progress indicator. It should show the difference between the current cart amount and the free shipping threshold. Reviews and ratings. Negative ratings should not be hidden, and the submission and verification criteria should be disclosed. False purchase notifications, deadlines that continually reset, and inventory made to appear lower than it actually is can become deceptive interfaces rather than social proof. Even if short-term clicks increase, trust, refund rates, and long-term customer value may deteriorate. A free shipping progress indicator can encourage additional purchases, but shipping costs and product costs must also be considered. Rather than setting the threshold arbitrarily, design it by analyzing the distribution of existing order values and contribution margins. 3. Make product exploration easier the more products there are. The easier it is for visitors to forget products they previously viewed or leave during the comparison process. Recently viewed products, comparison features, search autocomplete, and recommendation modules reduce these exploration costs. Differences between recommendation methods, method data, used advantages, considerations, recently viewed products, individual viewing history, relatively easy to implement and understand, consider shared devices, and consent to storage products, viewed together browsing patterns across multiple visitors. Useful for discovering comparison, candidates results may be unstable when traffic is low, products purchased together, order combinations suitable for suggesting related purchases may be biased toward popular products, personalized recommendations, viewing, purchase, and preference data can increase. Relevance for each customer requires data quality, explainability, and privacy management. Rule-based recommendations category, inventory, and price rules can operate even with limited data. Potential rule management costs and overexposure recommendation quality should not be judged solely by click-through rate, the purchase rate after clicking a recommendation, return rate, exposure rate of out-of-stock products, recommendation diversity, and revenue per visitor should also be examined. 4. Increase order value. Common ways to increase average order value include cross-selling, upselling, and bundle offers. Cross-selling suggests complementary products used with the product being viewed. For example, compatible memory cards and bags can be suggested for a camera. Upselling, compare and present higher tier options with greater capacity, more features, or broader warranty coverage. Bundle offers, group products that are needed together and disclose differences in price and composition compared with purchasing them separately. Recommendations should be placed where they do not interfere with decision-making. On product detail pages, it is appropriate to explain compatibility and differences. In the shopping cart, it is appropriate to suggest only a small number of complementary products that do not obstruct checkout. If average order value rises while conversion rate falls significantly, overall performance may worsen. Revenue per visitor, contribution margin, discount costs, and cancellation and return rates should be compared together. An increase in a single order value is not the same as customer lifetime value, LTV. Repeat purchases and retention rates must also be examined to determine whether LTV has improved. 5. Address the causes of exit and exit prevention message is not a tool for retaining everyone who is about to leave, but a means of removing solvable obstacles at the right moment. When there are products in the cart, but checkout is not proceeding, remind the visitor about shipping costs and return policies. When product comparisons continue for a long time, provide a comparison table or consultation path. For expensive, high consideration products, offer chat, phone, or scheduled consultations. Offer limited first purchase benefits only to new customers. If errors recur, show instructions for resolving payment failures and customer support channels before offering a discount. Exit intent on desktop can be inferred from mouse movement, but the same signal cannot be used on mobile. Mobile relies on indirect signals such as navigating back, screen inactivity, or remaining idle for an extended period. So the possibility of false positives must be considered. There is no universally correct answer for how many minutes to wait before showing a cart notification. Analyze the average consideration time and checkout duration by product, form an initial hypothesis, and then test it. Notifications shown too quickly interfere with visitors who are considering their options normally or reading information. How to measure performance accurately? Revenue shown in an on-site tools report should not be treated directly as incremental revenue. The fact that a purchase occurred after a message was displayed is not enough to conclude that the message caused the purchase. Minimum event design event key values to record: message impression campaign ID, screen location, visitor state, exposure time, close campaign ID, time elapsed since exposure, click button or product ID, offer type, add to cart, product ID, quantity, price, whether the action came through a recommendation, begin checkout, cart amount, coupon, shipping conditions, purchase order ID, revenue, discount, separation of tax and shipping costs, cancellation or return order ID. Amount, reason order ID must not be counted more than once, and methods for handling currency, tax, shipping costs, and refunds must be standardized. It is also important not to transmit personal information itself as a parameter in analytics events. Experiments with a control group define the problem to be solved and the target segment. Establish one key hypothesis at a time. Randomly divide visitors into a control group that sees the existing screen and a treatment group that sees the new intervention. Define guardrail metrics such as bounce rate, return rate, and page performance alongside the primary metric. Collect a sufficient sample while accounting for fluctuations by day of the week and promotions. Examine differences between new and existing customers and across devices, not just the overall results. Incremental impact can be evaluated by subtracting the control group's conversion rate from the treatment group's conversion rate. If multiple pop-ups are changed at once, it becomes difficult to determine which element produced the result, so changes should be prioritized and validated sequentially. Operational principles, often overlooked by existing resources on-site marketing, is not simply the work of adding messages. It is closer to product operations that jointly manage performance, accessibility, privacy, and long-term trust. Do not harm page performance as external scripts, recommendation widgets, and pop-ups increase. Loading and input responsiveness may slow down, and the screen may shift unexpectedly. This can offset the conversion impact of the messages. Compare script size, core web vitals, and error rates before and after deployment, and reserve space for screen elements in advance. Create accessible interfaces. Modals and pop-ups must be operable and closable using only a keyboard. Focus should move logically within the pop-up, and a clear close button and sufficient color contrast should be provided. Important information should not be communicated solely through countdown animations or color. Respect privacy and choice when using viewing or purchase history for personalization. Check the privacy and cookie regulations that apply in the relevant region. Collect only necessary data and limit retention periods and access permissions. Options to refuse consent or disable recommendations should also be easy to find. Avoid deceptive design, avoid hiding benefit conditions, recurring payments, shipping fees, or cancellation procedures, or making rejection buttons difficult to identify. Urgency and social proof should be used only when supported by actual data, and visual hierarchy should not be distorted to steer users toward choices they do not want. Operational checklists are the campaign's target, purpose, and exclusion conditions clear? Are multiple messages prevented from overlapping for the same visitor? Do discounts, inventory, sales volume, and end times match actual data? On mobile, do they avoid obscuring the close button and key content? Can they be used with a keyboard and screen reader? Have page speed and visual stability remained unaffected? Is there a control group, and are incremental conversions and incremental profit measured? Are discount costs, return rates, and increases in customer inquiries also monitored? Is unnecessary personal information neither collected nor sent to analytics tools? Are the campaign's termination conditions and person responsible defined? Key takeaways: the starting point of on-site marketing is not adding more pop-ups, but identifying where and why visitors stop. The process can be approached in sequence. Communicate benefits, support decisions with facts, simplify exploration, suggest relevant products, and remove solvable causes of exit. Performance should be judged not by revenue generated after message exposure, but by additional conversions and profit relative to the control group. Sustainable improvement also requires including page performance, accessibility, privacy, and customer trust as guardrail metrics.